From Arch Daily, furniture as architecture, micro-modernisms inside the home. Modernism is often encountered through built form, photographed facades, canonical plans, concrete manifestos. For most people, its first encounter was far more immediate. It was a chair in an office, a shelf in a living room, a compact unit that reorganized how one sat, stored, or slept. Long before modern architecture could be widely commissioned, it was furniture that entered everyday space, carrying with it a new logic of living. Modernism's promise of transforming life was often delivered through these smaller, repeatable objects. To understand this shift, furniture has to be read as a condensed form of architecture rather than decoration. Early 20th century designers treated it precisely this way. Le Corbusier described furniture as equipment de l'habitation, equipment of living, placing it within the operational system of the building rather than outside it. Similarly, the Bauhaus approached chairs and tables as industrial prototypes, embedding principles of standardization, efficiency, and mass production into their design. As architectural historian Beatrice Colomina has argued, modern architecture did not circulate only through buildings, but through media and objects that translated its ideas into everyday life. Furniture became architecture in miniature, portable, reproducible, and capable of reorganizing space without reconstructing it.